Welcome to
Hello
BBS.
Hello to everybody on BBS, right?
All right.
And
Don's brain jackknifed.
Every Wednesday there's somebody, right?
I hope
last week it was Heinz. This week it's the BBS. Every week, who's going to be next week?
Your volume is way down.
What's that?
Your volume is way down.
Hi, do you think my volume is down?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you
loud and clear.
Okay, good.
But we got an echo.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
you sound good now.
Win, so sorry, my friend. So I wanted to personally apologize to you and your fans and your friends and everyone else. I'm sorry. I don't know what. When you deal with time 24/7, time escapes you. How do you explain that one?
I'll give you.
Doug, I told you, don't get flu shots.
Time works.
Absolutely.
Well, we
Doug,
love you.
Doug, you're one of us.
Have a good show, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. So we're on BBS.
Are we?
Yes, we
I
are.
Think so, yeah.
We were told we were, anyway.
And Cecil, thank
yes.
you so much. You're our father figure, you know, here.
Well, I'm probably one of the older ones, at least.
Right. No, but you're a father figure. It's kind of like you're looking over our shoulder and taking care of us.
Well, somebody has to.
You're damn right they do.
I welcome the person that just came on board. If you want to, feel free to say a name or location. But only if you want to.
And we got an echo.
Okay. So, let me see. Lauren, are you on?
He is.
Where is he?
In Washington.
Jeannie Judd, are you on?
She is.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to have you come on and talk about 5D.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm in a grocery store right now.
Well,
I don't know if I can do that right now.
Oh, my God. This is your big chance.
I know. Gosh darn. Give me some warning.
If I gave you warning, you'd get nervous.
No, I get prepared. All right, so hang on a second. Hang on. Let me do something.
We're not recording yet, man.
No, I know we didn't start yet. No. Jeannie, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. Okay.
I do want to win. I just let me put my shopping cart over on the side here. It'll keep. I just don't want to
put your ice cream back.
Yeah.
I didn't get any ice cream. Darn it.
Do they have a little place to sit in the supermarket?
I'm just going to go outside and see if it's any better. Hang on.
Well, go sit in your car and relax.
What's that?
Go sit in your car and relax. Okay?
Okay. I got to find a door that'll open without me setting off the alarm here.
All right. Okay, I'm going to start the recording.
The recording has started.
This is September 30th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our wild card night. Who the hell is clicking in there?
I think I see it. Is this? Are you still there?
Sorry, that was me, Lauren.
I think I moved in. Are you back, Wynn?
I'm back.
Okay.
Still got an echo.
I got an echo?
Not you, but most everybody else does.
Well, when
I do.
When we mute everybody, we'll stop the echoes. Okay? Usually. Uh-huh. Okay?
I'm in my car.
Okay, good. So let me see. I'm going to mute everybody and see if you can find Lauren and unmute Lauren, okay?
I will. Yes.
When I mute him.
Muted.
He has a 206 number.
Is this you, Lauren?
This is Jeannie.
How about Lauren? Are you here?
Lauren, you can do star 6 and unmute yourself.
I did unmute the 206.
You did?
Yes.
Well, Cecil has a 206 number, too.
Oh, that's why. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm on a right now on a 605 number.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot. 605. All right. Now, did you unmute everybody just now, Hyatt?
No, I did not. I only do get Cecil back muted.
Okay. It looks like people are unmuted. All right, listen, we're recording now. And who is making all this noise?
Okay, I got the 605.
Lauren, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking for Jeannie. Mm-hmm. Here she is.
You know, I have Lauren and
Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie.
Unmuted.
Hi.
And but now, I'm trying to find. You know, I did some searches on Lauren. And she's got some really incredible things that he does, he's done. And, you know, we've all got to know him probably on the strength of his brilliance, okay? And, you know, he really is smart.
And he really Wayne, your sound is not great.
It isn't, huh? I'm using a wired microphone right now. And
a little better right now. You're real low before.
Okay. How's that? Is that better? Right up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I've done various searches on Lauren in the past week, and it's amazing some of the things that he has done. And I thought I'd share some and let him share a little bit. I'm not going to take the whole hour up for this, but because we're going to include a little bit about 5D and cell phone protection. And Lauren, are you there, Lauren?
I'm here.
You know, one of the incredible things I found was this machine that you were the developer of. It's in Japan. And you know what? It's being used in hospital. They list all the hospitals that are using this device, and there must be 200 or something. I don't know. This goes on and on. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it seems about right.
Yeah.
Between hospitals and clinics and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
And the clinics are, I think there's maybe 400 in Japan alone.
maybe, and then it includes South Korea, some places in China, and Europe. It's very popular.
I think it was only listed in on this website in Japan. So, I'll read a little bit about what they say about Loris. He doesn't like to focus attention on himself, so I'm doing it, and I hope he doesn't mind. You don't mind, do you, Ron?
With some reservations.
Okay. Just make pretend after we do this that I didn't say anything and treat him just like you always treat him, okay? He obtained his PhD.
Oops.
What? I shouldn't say this. He obtained his PhD degree in physics and natural sciences from the University of Michigan in 1969 and 1970. And he published books and papers between 1958 and 1989. Mainly related to resonance field theory. That's unity field. What's resonance field theory, Lauren?
A field is any set of parameters in which an event can occur. All right, and resonance is, you know, definition of resonance. Resonant is ever pertaining to resonance, and resonance is any set of conditions in which oscillation and or period occurs and tends to persist. So what that means is like like a bowstring, you know, and it produces a frequency, and or it could be a whole bunch of different frequencies, but it sustains itself.
Now, let me just say, you know.
Now, here's the point here, though, before you do that. Here's the point. Resonant field theory states that the field itself, space itself, is dynamic, and it's in a state of resonance and can produce a hologramic effect.
Now, does middle of the road science recognize this? Or is this the
No.
turn of the science? No.
Call it borderland or advanced sciences.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I remember resonance, like with radio, where they, one time they used to have a capacitor and a coil, right? And capacitor and a coil send electric signals back and forth to each other at a certain frequency. Some of you may remember old radios had these metal plates meshing with each other when you turn the dial.
You're fading out again, Wynn.
Metal plates meshing with each other. Is that better, Don?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Metal, and so when you would turn the dial, it would receive the frequency. That's why the station changed. And that there would be a resonance with the frequency of the station. So resonance meant to me there had to be two things. Like if you vibrate a string at a certain frequency, then if there's another string, same length, the first one will cause the second one to vibrate if they're set at the same frequency. So is it something like that, Laura?
Something like that.
get the picture here, if you will, that everything that you're experiencing is oscillating and vibrating, both, and you're dealing with light, different aspects of light.
The Elohim already told us that.
Okay, I'm telling you red field theory here.
Okay, go ahead. I'm your
and,
time.
Okay. Everything that you're experiencing is in a state of resonance, and it's the space itself. It's not energy. Energy is a product of the motion of space in resonant field theory. So you cause space to undulate, you know, rotate and vibrate, et cetera, and that is something that you can actually experience. If it wasn't vibrating or wasn't in motion, there'd be no space, and you wouldn't be able to experience it.
Now, what is rod water technology?
Oh, that was a partner of mine back in the late 80s through mid 90s, and he was a student of mine, an apprentice, but he was familiar with marketing, and he got contact with a fellow by the name of Lee Lorenzen and Mr. Emoto. And set up this contract and stuff, and this introduced them all to structured water phenomena. Water has these other properties to it that people don't realize. And then they started to bring it out based on my research. So rod water was resonant organized diantomers, technical name, an acronym. And
by the way, I want to make an insert here. Have you guys have heard the name Emoto? I'm sure. Japanese guy that wrote all these books on water. And as I understand it, Lauren was Emoto's mentor on water before he became famous. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Emoto wanted something that he could actually go out and market in Japan. Okay. You know. So we came up with these different formulas and stuff, and then we got the scientific community in Japan behind it to educating them into these other properties of water that are just generally not known. Most people think water is just something that you drink. That's it, you know.
Are you the one that taught Emoto to write the word love on a water bottle?
Oh, no. No, that was his own. That was his own doing.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're the one that showed him how water could turn into structured crystals. Proper.
Right.
Something added to it, done to it, right?
Yeah. All you're doing is getting like water. People think of it as H2O. You know, two hydrogens and one oxygen. Like Mickey Mouse. You know, the two ears and the head. But only half a glass of water is actually in that formation. That other half. the other half is what's called hydroxyls. That's one hydrogen and one oxygen. And the hydrogens can cluster around each other. Even though they're oppositely charged, they tend to coagulate together, not making contact. It's called hydrogen bonding. And so that makes up an erector set, if you will. And you can construct things modeling it from so that their electrical properties and their magnetic properties mimic something else, like vitamin C, for instance. And it has it'll exhibit the same properties as vitamin C, except you don't have the chemical property chemical properties like carbon, nitrogen, that sort of thing are no longer it's not part of the part of that matrix, if you will. But it will exert the same properties as vitamin C. And you can do it, so it's extremely strong, like 5 grams of vitamin C activity in one milliliter of water. And if you were to take that amount of ascorbic acid, call up the hospital because your gut is going to be doubled over. You know, it's going to be hurting.
Ascorbic acid is vitamin C, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So in this Somadyne machine, did you invent it? Or did they assign you the project? Did they have it together and they needed somebody to just physically construct it?
No. Emoto had he had defaulted on a contract. Not the water quag contract, but this other device for suppressing pain. And repairing tissue at the same time, right? So it was a different orientation. But he defaulted on the contract. Well, I didn't know at the time that he was trying to rip off his competitor manufacturing company in Nagoya, Japan, Aichi Electron Industries. They sought me out and found me here in the U.S. and all that, and said they wanted to do a knockoff of an instrument that was coming out that they're importing into Japan from the U.S. called the AccuScope, and another one called the MyoPulse. And I said, I don't do knockoffs, sorry. And they told me what the situation was, and to make a long story short, I told him, okay, I can design a device for you that is compliant with the device that you're importing from the United States, and they were getting screwed. At any rate, I'll develop a device for you, but you have to give me free rein. And I said, listen, instead of suppressing pain, it was tens unit type thing. Instead of suppressing pain, we'll repair the tissue, and the pain will go away because pain is Mother Nature's alarm bell. You repair the tissue, no more pain. And I go, ha, 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 ha. and Gapo-san, who is the interpreter, he's going, hey, listen. you're beyond stupid if you don't do this.
Did you learn how to speak Japanese?
Yes, I'm broken, but yeah, a bit. Anyway, I said, we'll put it, listen, this has to be part of the contract. And they sponsored it. So I developed this instrument so it'd be form, fit, and function, very similar to, so that they didn't have to retrain their people. They didn't have to retrain their customers on how to use it. It was just some simple modifications to it. And the, then I designed the instrument to do that, and it was very advanced.
Is that you, Sneezy?
Not me.
Terry, is that you, Sneezy?
Yeah, I'm trying to mute myself.
I can mute you. Okay.
So, at any rate, it took, I mean, I was round the clock, almost literally, designing this thing. And I had an engineer helping me with it. It took about 3 months to do the fundamental designs and test it out. But
now,
then
I'll tell you people, let me just share something. What this device does, it's a healing machine. And it uses, from my brief look at the website, it says it uses very low voltage, something like a TENS machine or a Rife machine, but somehow it's different. And
yeah, it's very low voltage, down in the millivolts.
Right. It's sending low.
Not volts.
It's sending. Is it the voltage on different frequencies?
Yes, different frequencies and waveforms, specific ones. I mean, very precise. I mean, incredibly precise, like laboratory standard that you would calibrate laboratory equipment with. And that's how precise the frequencies are and the waveforms. And there's electrical induction, which is a microcurrent, and there's also a field, an electronic field that it puts out around the device, about 7-foot radius, that talks to the DNA, talks to your cells.
Just by being near the device, you get this effect,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it seems as if this device heals all kinds of stuff. Didn't they give you one when you left the company?
Say it again.
They wouldn't give you one, huh?
Oh, I had the engineering prototype. The production engineering first one, and the marketed one, the first production one too. But they got stolen.
What were the things you saw that this thing worked on?
Well, they wanted for physiological, in other words, orthopedic medicine.
Yeah.
And so if you had something like a lumbago, arthritis, broken bones that didn't heal right, things of that nature, then it would, in phase two, operating the equipment. Phase one was eradicating any previous treatments that anybody had done. Because it installs that, it's basically traumas that are being instilled in cellular memory. So you've got to erase that memory first.
Yeah.
Then phase two is you go in and start tuning cells up. Yeah, increasing their. It's like imagine a little portable radio, and it's defunct. So the first thing I'm going to do is charge up the batteries. Okay? And so in this case, you're charging up the cells, getting the electron potential, the cell membrane potential, way up. And now healing can take place. Then the cells are...
You know about that doctor in Texas, Terry?
Hey, Vin, you're fading out.
Do you know about that doctor in Texas? He talks about cell voltage.
You sound bad, Vin.
Is that...
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a second.
Is it normal?
No, bad again.
Is that better?
There's a doctor in Texas named Jerry Tennant that has a device to increase the
cell membrane potential. But there, you have to go further than that. That's just basic. That's just charging up the batteries. Okay. So once that's done, you very, very mildly induce a electrically and electronically a specific tone, if you will, with a whole series of harmonics involved, and you swing it back and forth. Around the natural resonance of that cell, and you're basically waking up the cell, and it'll go, oh gosh, I've been asleep, or you know, and or I've been crippled, and then it'll naturally tune to its own native resonance because you're sweeping across it back and forth. All of a sudden, it goes wide awake as soon as you hit that frequency, and that frequency and set of harmonics that are native to that cell group, and then you just go, okay, here's some more energy at your resonance, your own resonance, your native resonance, not what I think it is, but what it actually is for you. And it goes, oh, okay, fine. Now the healing process is self-induced. In other words, the cells will discharge toxins, and also the healing process, it will basically, the cell groups and cells will heal themselves, because you're talking to the DNA and you're repairing the DNA in the process. So if you need stem cells, it's producing stem cells and it's setting it to the right place. So that's what was occurring.
Vin, are you there?
I don't hear him.
No.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, I got a second here. You were talking about water has many characteristics that we're not aware of. Or can you name a couple of others?
Well, it has the ability to mimic things and hold it in memory. And anything it's been in contact with or influenced by, it'll remember it. To the degree it's the strength of the influence and how long it was exposed to that influence, and it's like memory in a computer, except you're rewriting, but you never rewrite everything. You know, you've got all these memories that are all superimposed on that particular volume of molecules. And the molecules themselves, their organizations will actually do the mimicking. So, like I gave you the analogy of the ascorbic acid molecule, okay, vitamin C. It has a certain 3D characteristic to it. And spin states and charge states in different positions that and resonances that are characteristic of the specific atoms and ions that make up that molecule. Well, that's mimicked by the hydrogens and the oxygens and the hydroxyls and the H2O molecules and their amount of energy contained within them and their spin states, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can mimic the entire a completely different molecule with it, and it's still H2O.
So if I understand right, I've heard before that this would be like the physical characteristics of the like vitamin C as opposed to the chemical something. Is that about right?
Well, it's mimicking the chemical dynamics.
Can you hear me? Can water form a lot of other nutrients and stuff that you need out of water?
Yes, you can. However, you can do that. However, why do it? Because for maintenance purposes, you have things that are called food. Why get so elaborate? You see what I'm saying?
Excuse me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Vin.
Am I better? Am I clear?
Yeah. Much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Okay, great. Okay, I put on a different headset. I'm sorry. Okay. I lost my good Bluetooth, and I feel like I'm doing these calls. The right headset is a tool for me, because then I go looking through my graveyard of headsets trying to find one. So excuse me for screwing up here. But Lauren, I want to, we've been going. I wanted to talk to Jeannie Judd, but you can stay on. Jeannie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you sitting in your car?
I am. Yes.
Okay. This is a whole. Lauren, you can comment on this. I'm sure you probably know more than I do. But most of you have heard that there is a new cell phone transmission called 5G. And, it's supposed to be faster. It's supposed to have a lot of good things about it, but the problem is the frequency is higher, and going on resonance, when you have a higher frequency of an EMF field applied to your body, it goes deeper and it damages cells potentially, and there are a number of people who have done research on this, and there's warnings all over the place that this is another plan of the negative to harm people. And so Jeannie has been sending me information on it, and there's people who are lobbying and having meetings and trying to figure out what to do with this 5D that they're already building, and they've been probably invested billions of dollars in it. So, Jeannie, you want to share something about this?
Yeah. I wish I knew more, but it's measured in millimeters instead of micrometers. How much smaller is that? 100 times smaller or something like that? And it has to have an antenna about every couple of hundred feet or something like that. Like about every two or three houses is going to have an antenna. The one thing that I want to say to everybody is, if you please don't buy any 5G devices, because this antenna is going to be sensitive to where the requests for 5G service are coming from. And as soon as you turn on a 5G device in your home or wherever you are, that the nearest antenna is going to refocus itself directly on you and your device. And from what I have been able to glean, it's just tremendously more harmful than the regular cell phone technology, which is already harmful enough.
Well, you know, regular cell phones started out with, I believe, 3G. Maybe it started out lower than that.
It started out actually at 2G, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I mean, I'm not anywhere near as knowledgeable as Lauren is about facts and figures and that sort of thing, unless I'm sitting in front of my computer, which I'm not right now. But what I've gleaned from this is that what I did do in my research was I found out when I was just researching regular cell technology that when the military started to use this cell technology, microwave technology, they did research and they found out which frequencies were harmful and which frequencies were actually beneficial. And they chose to build a cell phone technology around the frequencies that were harmful. That was a conscious decision.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
excuse me a second. Let me see if Lauren, you know, this has to do with frequencies and resonance. Do you have some knowledge of all this, Lauren?
I do. Let's take look at it from a different angle here. The neural transmissions in, say, in the brain, in the nervous system, the heart, which is a second brain, the third one, of course, is your gut, and it works on very low voltages, down in the millivolts. And the millivolt levels and currents that are down in the microamps. And so if you're being exposed to radio frequencies and stuff like this sort of thing, it can override what the cells are trying to do organizationally. And so it's like being in the middle of an amphitheater that's broadcasting a tremendous amount of noise at real high amplitudes, and you have no ear protection. you're scrambling things, and the signals that are now being transmitted are overriding what your body's natively trying to do. To function properly,
mm-hmm.
and you get entrained to that as opposed to your normal functions, and that's one particular thing there. Now, keep in mind here, these signals are digital. It's like little pulses, and it has rise times and decay times, each of those pulses. and the body can't respond to it. It's beyond the frequencies that the body normally would work with. So it doesn't know how to respond. So that's this is what and certain bands of frequencies are more harmful than other bands because they're so disruptive. So you got this whole mix in there, and that's what makes this thing really, really nasty for natural biological functions and thinking processes, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? It's like making people into robots.
Sleep is going to be disrupted terribly. And
you know what?
People are getting terrible headaches and that sort of thing.
We have 2 minutes. We have to go over the whole planet healing. And the bottom line is don't get a 5G phone. And I've been researching something that, and I've paid attention to this for a long time, and I've been researching something that can help protect you from even any cell phone radiation. And you'll be hearing more soon about it. We tested it. And Terry happens to be one of those people that when she puts the phone to her ear, you may have heard her sometime on the calls, when she puts the phone to her ear, she starts screaming and feels all this heat and pain in her head. And we used this device, it's actually a mineral, and we used it on the phone, and she didn't scream. But it's got a lot of scientific background. It's the only thing I've ever found that has any kind of scientific credibility, that it gives you protection. And they're really inexpensive, like $12. So stay tuned. Comes from Russia. We ordered some, and they got lost in the mail. So we're waiting for more. Okay. So, Lauren, thank you for sharing. That was totally unrehearsed. But I think, you know, I mean, I knew you were an incredible being. But, you know, when I started looking you up, I see not only are you an incredible, but you're a credible being. Okay? So I thought we're honored to have you on the call. And the Elohim keep showing favoritism towards you. Okay? And okay. Terry shows favoritism towards you, and I mean she appreciates you, and
yeah, likewise.
And so
it's great to have you, Lauren.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, it's my pleasure. I like to help.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I get off on that.
Besides that, it's good for Lauren to be here too. You know that. It's kind of like he's a wanderer, that when he's holding energy and assisting other people, it gives him a reason to exist. I don't know if you guys understand that, but at a certain place, that becomes very important, or you have to say, what am I doing here? Okay? And so just really honored that he found us, and we thank Abby for introducing them. And on that note, let me just see here. Does anybody need to know?
Unmuted.
Does anybody on the call need to know where Whole Planet Healing is?
All over the world.
No. I'll tell you anyway, because somebody on BBS might be on. This is not on BBS. It's 712. Now I can't remember.
712-770-4340
250-513. And
pound.
Said, oh, where is my pen? Pound. And Jeannie Judd, thank you for coming on and sharing that and starting people's awareness of 5D. And we're going over to Whole Planet Healing right now. Don was in
Seattle.
Okay.
This session is muted, being recorded.